神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Going to continue with the discipline issues.
我们要继续的来谈管教。
Maybe we should say those things which are misbehaviors.
这属于关于偏差行为的管教。
We're going to speak about stealing today.
我们今天要从偷窃、偷来谈。
Among other things, we find that stealing is like a cancer in a family.
偷就像一个家庭里面的一个绝症一样，一个癌症一样。
It robs our children and ourselves of that honesty and that purity.
会夺去我们孩子们心里面的这种诚实，还有纯全、纯洁。
So as we analyze stealing, we see that there can be a sense of a graded offense.
我们要知道偷窃的行为呢，有各种啊不同程度的犯错。
In other words, the punishment that we may give would be different with a child that may take a cookie out of a cookie jar and a boy 10 years old taking $100 out of his father's wallet.
同时呢，我们的这种处罚也会有不同。比如说呢，一个孩子从一个饼干盒子里面偷拿了一块饼干吃，还有这个孩子呢，从爸爸的这个口袋或皮包呢，拿了100块，这个是不一样的结果。
They are both wrong.
两个都犯错。
But the punishment of the offense may be different and will be different in both of those examples.
但是这由这两个例子我们来看的话，他们的这种处罚的程度，他们应该有不同的。
Then we look at the context of someone who takes steals things.
我们来看一看到底拿的这个东西内容又怎么样。
We may see one of the children take a cookie out of the cookie jar.But if that child goes to the bakery and takes a cookie, there seems to be a different offense there.
比如说呢，一个孩子从家里面的饼干盒拿出了不应该拿的一块饼干，跟一个孩子从店里面偷了一块饼干吃，这可是不一样。
You see, stealing in the family shames the child. But when they steal outside the family, they shame the family.
我们要知道当孩子在家里面偷的时候是这个孩子的羞耻，但是如果孩子在外面偷的时候是家庭的羞耻。
This leads a real blot on the name of the child.
那这个的话对孩子的以后的名誉影响很大。
And outside, sometimes it makes people wonder what kind of training they have had.
外面的人也会怀疑说到底这个孩子在家里面的教养是怎么回事。
But you know, a thief is not always one who steals something.
你要知道，所谓的小偷不一定是偷东西的人。
You know, you can steal a person's good reputation.
有时候我们可以偷人家的名誉。
It's something that usually you cannot restore again.
而且呢，是你不能再赔偿的。
That's why when we gossip around our children, when we talk about other people and put them down, we are stealing the reputation of those people.
比如说你在孩子面前谈到别人怎么样，这样的话，事实上呢，你把人家低贬了，你是在偷对方的那种声誉。
How many times have our children been influenced by what we have said, maybe about our sister or our uncle or our aunt or the teacher or some friend, when we've gossiped and stole their reputation from our children?
当你背后说你的亲戚，说像叔叔、伯伯、阿姨或者是老师。背后说他们的话的时候呢，无形中在孩子面前是在做一个榜样，就是来好像在偷取他们的声誉一样。
Sometimes we may get very upset when our children act a way to our friends that comes that seems to be disrespectful.
有时候孩子们呢，在朋友来家里面的时候呢，对父母亲有不尊敬的行为，父母亲非常的不高兴。
You see, many times this is because they have heard you say disrespectful things, and therefore you are stealing, as I said, the reputation from even those of your friends that you talk about.
有时候呢，那是因为呢，他从你这边学到了，因为就像我刚才说的，你在背后说人家怎么样，你有那种不尊重、不尊敬的行为，他们也学到了。
Now, dealing with stealing is something that you need to do from the very beginning.
对于偷窃的这样的行为呢，你要一开始从根部呢，从根基来处理。
When you catch your child doing something like this, you need to be able to teach them the value of what belongs to others and let them know that they're not to take those things which belong to someone else.
当你发现你孩子有偷窃的行为的时候，你要首先要教他一个观念，就是东西是属于别人的，那你不能，你没有权利拿别人的东西。
You see, some of our training must, or much of our training must be positive, not always negative.
我们的管教训练呢，要用积极的方式，不要用消极的方式。
And so therefore, to teach your children how to respect that which belongs to others is a very positive teaching that once they learn this, they're not going to be quick to take other people's things.
所以所谓的积极的训练就是呢，要让他们懂得怎么样去尊重尊敬别人的东西，这样的话，他们就不会去拿人家的东西。
Now, many children take little things and do not become a thief all their lives.
当然，有的孩子呢，他们呢拿一些小东西，他们也不会成为小偷。
But there are some that do.
但是呢，有的却会成为小偷。
And as a moral behavior before God, this is wrong.
那在神的面前，这是一个道德上面的一个行为，所以呢，偷窃是错的。
So work on this with your children.
对你的孩子，你一定要处理。
There's another one we call cheating.
另外一种呢，是欺骗。
It's an act of deceiving or defrauding another person.
对对方呢，一种欺瞒。
Many times children will cheat on tests.
比如说呢，考试的时候作弊。
And actually, it is they themselves that are being hurt by doing this.
事实上，一个作弊的学生呢，他们自己受到伤害。
But children learn quickly how to cheat.
但是孩子很容易就学到作弊。
Or they'll cheat in games.
比如说在游戏里面作弊。
As I said, in their test and in their studies.
考试作弊。
It's the easy way out.
因为是一个很容易的方法。
But we must teach children that this is not acceptable conduct.
但是我们一定要教导孩子呢，说这个是不可以的，不容许的。
But the problem is, many times, they see the parents as an example.
但是问题是，有时候他们看到父母亲就有这样的一个榜样。
Fathers bringing home things from the work that they shouldn't bring home.
比如说呢，爸爸从公司拿回来不应该带回来的公务。
Seeing little dishonest things from their parents.
看到父母亲呢，有本身有这种不诚实的行为。
So you see, that's why you and I must live an example before our children.
那就是为什么父母亲要有这种榜样，要成为孩子的榜样。
For some of you, you might feel that's foolishness.
或许你说谈这个真是很荒唐的事情。
Life is filled with cheating.
因为你或许想说，生命里面、生活里面充满着这种欺瞒。
But this does not make better people or a better society.
这样的话我们不会成为一个善良的人，我们的社会也不会成为一个好的社会。
So guard yourself and make yourself parents that are examples, good examples that your children can follow.
好好的谨守你自己呢，好让你成为孩子的好榜样。
Now we're going to deal with a subject that is very prevalent.
接下来要谈的是一个很普遍的问题。
That is how brothers and sisters should act toward another and how you deal with itin their conflicts.
那就是兄弟姐妹间的相处，他们有冲突的时候，你怎么来处理？
Now, I realize many of you may have just one child.
我知道或许你只有一个孩子。
But that child has cousins.
但是呢，他却有他的表兄弟或堂兄弟姐妹。
Or friends that come to visit.
然后他也有朋友。
So you must teach children how to get along with other children.
所以你需要让孩子学习怎么样跟别人相处。
But I'm going to deal with it from the brother and sister position.
但是我要从一个家庭里面的兄弟姐妹方面来讲。
Now, there is one thing that we call sibling conflicts.
这种是家庭内的冲突。
And then there is another we call sibling rivalry.
另外一个呢是家庭里面的争宠。
Now, civil rivalry comes when one child feels that they are being neglected or that they're not loved or they're not cared for as much as the other child.
所谓的家庭的里面的争宠就是呢其中有一个觉得呢他自己是被弃绝被忽略的所以呢他会觉得哈父母亲特别偏爱另外一个。
This happens many times in a family when there is an elder son and maybe another son, but an elder son and some daughters.
特别呢是在一个家庭里面呢有一个长子跟其他的女孩子比起来的话就有这种问题。
In many cultures, the elder son is to be felt to be the head of the family, treated different, maybe even a little better than the other children.
在一些文化里面呢这个长子呢会有特别的礼遇特别的待遇会跟别的孩子的对待不一样。
And at a very young age, this begins to go deep into the hearts of the sisters or the other brother, and there comes a bitterness in their heart, and a rivalry that lasts many times their whole life.
这些弟兄姐妹呢，在年轻的时候呢，开始有这种感受，就是被忽略，或者是呢，好像被偏爱。那这样的话，会影响他们整个以后长大的行为。
It is an unwise parent. That does not know how to balance their attention and their love between all of their children.
不聪明的父母才会有这种偏爱，然后在兄弟姐妹、孩子之间呢，产生不一样的这种对待。
At all costs, try to stop any kind of rivalry by letting the children know that each one cares, each one matters, giving attention to each one and dividing yourself and balancing your love and attention.
尽其所能的父母亲一定要来平衡你对孩子之间的这种感受或者是对他们的恩爱好让他们呢能够都被注意到都被恩待。
You see, this is sometimes why you have a child that seems to give you a lot of trouble.
那就是为什么有时候在你的孩子之间有一个特别会给你麻烦。
Because they are getting back at you for how they feel that you have treated them.
因为他从你对他的感受呢来好像来报复你一样。
Then there's the one that gives you the over attention, trying to gain your attention because they feel like you never gave it to them.
那另外一种呢因为他得不到你的注意呢所以他就想尽办法要得到你的注意。
But this is a whole study in itself.
那这本身就是一个啊可以好好学习的主题。
Now let's go to the brothers and sisters conflicts.
我们首先来面对家庭里面弟兄姐妹的冲突。
You see, if we can deal with this, it will help the child to strengthen them in their relationship abilities.
如果我们帮助他们的话，会促进他们的关系，彼此间的关系，而且给他们里面的那种能力。
I'm sure some of you know how hard it is and how frustrating it is in a family when the children are always fussing and fighting and always wanting what the other one has and the clashes that come between them. It's very, very frustrating.
我相信你有这种体验，就是当孩子们常常在争执，常常彼此在较量，或者在计较，或打架，或吵架的时候，对你父母亲来讲是一个很挫败的一种事情。
One of the things that can help us is to teach your children to resolve their own conflicts.
有一个方法就是你要教导孩子们学习怎么样来自己处理他们的冲突。
Do you ever get tired when one child comes and tells you about what the other child does, and then the other one comes and constantly back and forth trying to solve this thing and accusing each other?
你有没有觉得很累呢？就是当孩子们有冲突的时候呢，这个也来告状，那个也来告状，你会觉得非常的厌倦。
So I think as they begin to grow up and you see this tendency in them, that you should begin to teach them how they can solve their own little problems.
所以呢，你看到这样的一个情况的时候呢，你要开始教他们怎么样彼此要来自己处理他们的冲突。
It might be good at first that you're the mediator and you call them together and let each one express his side.
首先你把他们叫在一起你成为中间者让他们彼此都表达。
And then as a mediator, you begin to say, now does this really matter? Is this as bad as it seems? And the children will shake their head and say, no, it isn't.
然后一个中间者呢他就是要把一些情况呢让他们看到不是那么的重要所以你就问他们说呢这个那么重要吗或许他们彼此就看到不是那么的严重。
So little by little, you're teaching them how to resolve their conflicts with each other.
所以呢，你就慢慢地引导他们，让他们怎么样知道彼此，来自己解决他们的冲突。
Now, also, there should be a rule that you would tell them you cannot come and tell on the other child.
另外一个你可以立下一个规矩，就是说呢，你不能来告诉我别人怎么样，不能来告状。
The only legitimate reason that they should come is if it is for health or safety concerns or an honest desire for mother or dad to be able to judge between what has happened.
唯一你要接受的他们来跟你倾诉呢，是因为他们有碰到这种肉体方面的危机伤害，或者是呢，他们是来真诚要来请你帮助他来解决他的问题。
Then, of course, they can speak to the parent and each one give their sides, and dad or mom can then settle that argument.
当然他们也可以到你面前来谈一下自己的麻烦跟问题，然后呢，父母亲帮他们协调。
Actually, what we're talking about and which happens more often is when they have come to tell on their brother or their sister just because they want to get them in trouble.
很多时候他们如果来告状的时候呢，只是呢他们想要他们的对象像弟兄姐妹呢得到从父母亲那里来的一些给他们的麻烦。
Now you can tell when a childis wanting to hurt their brother and sister. It's in their face. It's in their actions.
那你可以从孩子的这种表情行为呢，看得出来他们是来，就是目的，要让他们的对象得到处罚。
It's a haughty spirit.
是一种非常凶的这种态度。
They want to show you the badness of their brother or sister.
所以他们尽其可能来告对方的状。
A child that has a legitimate reason usually comes very humble, and you can see it on their face.
那如果他们来呢，是一个求助的一种很诚恳的心态，你也看得出来。
Actually, this is an offense that is very serious.
那这种问题呢，是很严重的。
Because you see, if they have this kind of spirit and attitude, and you allow them to do it, as they get older, they'll have the same kind of spirit and attitude in the rest of their lives.
如果他的心态是来为要得到报复这样的话，那么以后长大之后，如果你容许他们的话，以后长大之后继续的会有这样的一个态度。
Wanting to see people get hurt.
总是想要看到别人受到伤害。
So break them now. Don't let them come and tell you to try to hurt their brother or sister.
所以呢，从小就要好好的来处理这种问题，让他们知道不可以用这种方法来伤害弟兄姐妹。
There's some rules that you should set up for your family.
你需要在家里面呢定一些家规。
Don't let them push each other around.
不能推对方。
Or talk back to each other.
或是顶嘴。
Or just a general lack of self-control where they try to always be hurting one another physically.
或是呢，因为呢，常常会失控，然后总是要去伤害对方。
You need to teach appreciation of each one in the family.
你要教导孩子在家里面呢，彼此常常感恩。
Take advantage of times together, like when you're at the meal or driving along, to talk of appreciation for each one.
常常在生活当中呢，不管是或者是吃饭时间，或在路上坐车的时间，或开车的时间呢，跟孩子解释应该怎么样来对对方表达感恩。
You can say to them, "What do you appreciate about your brother today?"
比如说呢，我们今天来看一看，我们该跟哥哥怎么样来谢谢他。
And maybe your daughter will say, "He found my hat this morning."
或许呢，这个妹妹呢就想到说，哦，她帮我找到了我的帽子。
Maybe someone will say, "I appreciate my brother because he won an award today, and I was so proud of him."
或许有人就会弟弟就会想说呢，哥哥呢今天得奖了，所以我觉得很光荣。
So you see, these are the things that you have to teach your children.
所以这些呢，你必须要来训练教你的孩子。
Now, if you are calling them names, if you're pushing them down, if you're making them feel like they're not worth anything, then the whole family picks up this thing.
如果你对某一个你的孩子呢，总是呢来贬他，或者是来挑剔他的话，那当然其他的兄弟姐妹也会来看低这个孩子的。
Now, this thing of not hitting.It's not an easy one to deal with.
要不能够动手，这个是不容易的。
We're living in a world today of violence.
因为这是一个暴力的时代。
You can see the little boys now out on the street playing, and they're doing gung fu, and they're kicking each other, and hitting each other, and using sticks to play with. We live in a violent world.
你可以看到很小的孩子在街上玩起来呢，就是动手动脚，然后呢，啊，表现他们的那种功夫的这样的一个情况。这是一个暴力的时代。
You must teach the children that it's not acceptable for them to be hitting one another.
所以你一定要教你的孩子知道说呢，不能去啊打到别人。
And you should build up something within the family that that child knows if he gets hit, that you and your husband or your wife is going to give justice to the other child.
那而且要跟孩子讲清楚呢，如果呢有哪一个被伤害被打到的话，那对方呢一定要来偿还，也是一定要得到同样的处罚。
You must teach them that it's not the one that hits back, but it's the one that goes to find someone to help them that's going to be doing the right thing.
所以呢，孩子们想要讨个公道的话，不是用打的，用报复的，而是呢要用正确的方法。
I had a friend that she said she had two boys. They were only about 10 months apart.
我有一个朋友呢，他有两个儿子呢，彼此只有十个月的差别。
She wouldn't allow them to hit each other.
她绝对不容许这两个兄弟彼此打架。
She had a strap that she kept by the door.
她在门后面挂了一条绳子。
When they start fighting, she would go get the strap.
那当孩子呢想要打架的时候，她就拿起那个家法。
And they had learned that that's the time they stopped.
所以他们一看到那个家法就知道说该停下来了。
Subsequently, they weren't taught, they weren't allowed to hit one another and fight with one another.
所以呢，他们就这样子不容许彼此打架。
As they grew older, they became very good friends.
当这两个兄弟长大之后呢，彼此成为很好的朋友。
They would work on cars together.
两个人常常呢一起来修理车子。
Their mother and father died.
后来父母亲死了。
There was some problems with the property.
在产业上面呢产生一些问题。
There was really no will, but just an understanding.
因为呢没有遗嘱呢那所以呢只能靠一些协调。
But the one brother really took most all the property.
那其中的一个兄弟呢就把大部分的财产拿走了。
But the other brother, as much as some people would say to him, you ought to try to get it, he would just leave it alone.
那另外一个兄弟呢别人都跟他讲说你一定要好好的争取但是呢他却没有这样做。
Because he said he's my only brother,And he himself was taught not to hurt one another.
那因为呢，从小父母亲就教他不能伤害对方，所以呢，他跟别人表达说呢，他是我唯一的弟弟，所以呢，我绝对不伤害他。
Let's go on to no bad talking.
那我们继续来谈，就是不能说伤害的话。
Letting them know they should not speak poorly about their brothers and sisters.
不能对兄弟姐妹呢讲一些坏话。
Sometimes they'll say, I don't love you.
比如说呢，我不爱你了。
You're ugly.
你好丑哦。
You're fat.
你好胖。
I'm going to tell on you.
我要去告你的状。
Actually, this area of the way the children speak to each other is often overlooked in our training of our children.
像这种说话的态度呢，通常是我们本身的忽略了一些管教。
There's something very wonderful about being kind to one another.
如果彼此可以很恩慈的、很和善的对待，是很棒的。
But when we allow our children to hurt one another and say these ugly, mean things, we are putting in their heart the ability to just use this kind of tactics for their life.
你要知道，如果你容许他们讲这些话，你以为没有什么事情的话，但是呢，他们就学习到可以用这样的说话呢来伤害对方。
They transfer it from their brothers and sisters to their husbands and wives when they get married.
会从这种兄弟姐妹间的这种讲话模式会转移到以后的夫妻关系。
I cannot tell you how it bothers me when I'm maybe at a dinner and a husband and wife begins to fuss and fight with each other.
当我坐在一个吃饭的一个桌席上面呢看到呢夫妻两个人彼此告状的时候我实在觉得很难过。
But I think many times they never learned what it meant that you must be kind, you must be loving to one another.
因为他们从来没有学习到彼此应该谦让彼此应该和善。
Now another area, and I think this is a very good area, is to teach our children to esteem one another, to look up to one another.
另外一方面，我们要教导孩子们可以彼此来抬举对方，来尊荣对方。
We can begin by teaching them to listen attentively to their brother or sister.
我们可以从让他们要懂得怎么样来倾听对方讲话，从这里开始教他们。
Teach your child that the other one has something worthwhile listening for.
当对方比如说呢兄弟姐妹有人在讲话表达时候呢我们要学习去听
You must do this yourself, you know.
那你自己要从自己开始来听
When your children speak, don't just brush them off. Listen to them. It makes them feel their self-worth.
比如说呢当孩子们他想跟你讲什么的时候呢你不要马上就阻止他或者是、啊、忽略他你要让他讲你要听他讲
So you teach the brother and sister to listen to the other one, and when they're finished, then they can talk.
所以你要教导孩子们呢，按次序的彼此倾听，等到对方讲完才可以啊插进来。
This will make both of them feel like what they are saying is worthwhile.
所以呢，他们会感觉到呢，我所说的话是被尊重，是有价值的。
Teach them to be as courteous to their brother and sister, and say to them, please,Will you help me?
他们要有礼貌来彼此对话。比如说呢，请你帮我好吗？
Thank you for what you've done.
而且要懂得讲，谢谢你为我做的事情。
To say good night to each other.
彼此要道晚安。
And maybe I'm sorry.
或许常常彼此道歉，对不起。
Or will you forgive me?
或者是说呢，请你原谅我好吗？
You see, you're teaching your children courtesy and respect in their greetings.
所以你等于是在教孩子们很有礼貌的来讲话，让他们呢懂得怎么样来对对方有一种尊敬。
Teach them to share their property with each other.
也要教他们怎么样来分享他们所拥有的。
Now here I want to make a note and tell you, there are some things that belong to the child personally, given to them personally, give them the option to say yes or no, but there are many things they can share together.
有一点我要提醒的是呢，当你给孩子某一些他们特定自己的啊私人的东西的时候呢，你要给他们权利，让他们自己来决定要不要分享，但是有一些东西呢是可以彼此分享的。
Teach them how to pray for each other.
也让他们彼此来祷告，为对方祷告。
Teach your children how to be happy when something their brother or sister does that makes them happy or brings rewards.
当其中有孩子有一些很快乐的事情的时候呢，我们要让我们的其他的孩子们呢，学习跟他们一起同乐。
When their brother or sister gets an award, there is so very happy for them.
比如说呢，兄弟姐妹当中有一个人得到奖品或奖状的时候呢，那他们呢一起都为他高兴。
And it becomes something very special in the family.
然后呢，让他成为很特别的啊一个情况。
Not only when one does it, but when all does it, there is a real joy in the family.
不是只有一个高兴，大家一起高兴是很好的气氛。
Teach your children how to love.
教他们知道怎么样彼此怜爱。
Help them to learn how to care for others.
要关心对方。
Help them to learn how to treat adults.
帮助他们呢，怎么样对待长者。
This makes for a very happy family, for a very healthy child, and this will give contentment in the family.
这个会带给家庭快乐，也会塑造一个孩子他的心理的健康。然后呢，会带给家庭呢有一种很满意、很满足的这样的一个气氛。
It is so important to teach our children to love God so that we can learn how to love one another.
如果你懂得怎么样教孩子们来爱神、去爱神的话，那他们就懂得怎么样可以彼此相爱。祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名、住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。